Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on 95.7 The Game with 49ers tackle Mike McGlinchey, and it took him all of 2 years to reach the Super Bowl. Congratulations, Mike. What took so long? Be honest.
I don't know. It seems like we've been waiting forever for this. No, in all seriousness, this is crazy. The success that we've had this year is obviously earned, but yet, you know, you always have to have a little bit of luck too. And we've had an unbelievable season, and you know, to only go into, I'm spoiled only having to wait 2 years to get into this, to the Super Bowl.
We're really looking forward to figuring out what you guys are doing to get ready for this week, but we got to look backwards at what you guys just did to the Green Bay Packers. Today, their head coach was talking about how they weren't tough enough. I mean, he's on the record saying he was surprised by the soft nature of the way the Packers played in that game, and I'm not looking for you to put your cigarette out in the middle of their forehead, but when did you guys know that that game was going to border on almost easy? For what it looked that way, anyways.
I think after the start of the second quarter or so, when we had gotten back to back drives into the end zone, and saw the way that our defense had been responding, you know, you kind of had a feeling like, oh man, this is gonna open it up. But then there's always that feeling in the back of your head too that we all talked about at halftime. You know, this game isn't over. Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback, and you know, by having him, they always have a shot. And luckily, our defense continued to play well, and our offense continued to play well, and put some final nails in the coffin, and had ourselves a day.
Is that the same way you're approaching Kansas City? Because Patrick Mahomes has been the most dynamic quarterback this year, and creates situations that teams don't normally see. I mean, so is the mind frame sort of, well, yes, but they've got Aaron Rodgers times two or times three?
I'm sure it's going to be the exact same feeling. I mean, obviously the game plan stuff is up to the coaches, and I really won't know what the hell the defensive game plan is, but I know on offense we've done a lot of different things well and have a lot of different tools in our toolbox for that. But yeah, I mean, it's not just Patrick Mahomes either. They're in the Super Bowl for a reason. They have a really complete football team, and it's going to be an exciting opportunity to compete on the highest stage.
Mike, when you guys are dominating at the line of scrimmage like that, obviously you're waiting for the defense to make an adjustment. Did the Packers not make that adjustment, or was that adjustment not enough to slow down a prolific running afternoon? What did you see from them that didn't work for them?
Well, that's the thing with them. I think they're a defense that does so many different things with different personnel groupings and different defensive structures. They play a lot of different fronts and a lot of different coverages and all that kind of stuff. And by being able to be prepared for that kind of unpredictability that the Packers have had, I think we were in preparation for the whole game, because they always try to throw something at you, something that you haven't seen on film. And things that we did well were just our base stuff and changed a little bit for those kind of moments. And they were kind of out of answers. And it always helps when we're executing the way that we were. And like you said, you know, we controlled the line of scrimmage the entire game. And it makes it really, really difficult to stop what we do if we can do that.
So talking about what it is that you do, we hear a ton about Kyle Shanahan's zone blocking scheme. If you had to break down for a layperson, this is what we're doing that makes our blocking special for the run game in particular, what sets Kyle Shanahan apart in that respect?
Well, I think one thing that's different is how varying it can be. Kyle does a great job of making what we think, what is the same thing to us and base rules to us, look completely different to the defense. And I think that really makes it really hard for defenses, because they see their eyes are seeing so many different things that they weren't prepared for. And the second thing is that I think the way that we execute and block the zone running games is different than everybody else too. A lot of teams that do outside zone and all that kind of stuff go very laterally and shoot side to side rather than get movement. And Kyle is a firm believer that there's no reason that you shouldn't be doing both at the same time. So we stretch targets, we go downhill through people, we come off the ball. It's a kind of old school approach, but it's been really, really successful for us this year.
Mike McGlinchey here on 95.7 The Game. The 49ers tackle off to the Super Bowl in Miami. What was it like to be on the field at Levi's? Confetti everywhere, fans going crazy. I mean, that's the night I think Levi's was really born, and this stadium's been around for a while.
Yeah, I think it was incredible. The faithful were really, really supportive, and they have been all year. They've done a great job of turning that place into a pretty hard place to play football. And when we were rolling, they were rolling, and the atmosphere was incredible. And to have it be the NFC Championship game on top of all of that, it's just really, really cool. We capitalized on a great opportunity, and we could feel their energy the entire time.
Do you have any family out with you?
Yeah, I had about 20 people staying at my house last weekend. So it's been a lot of fun. I mean, this ride has been crazy, and it's something that I want my family to be a part of. And, you know, hopefully we'll have many more opportunities like this down the road, but you never know.
20 people at the house. How many Super Bowl tickets are you requesting?
Just about that. So we'll be all right. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out all that planning this week, and then hopefully everything will be taken care of by the time we get to Miami.
How exhaustive will the pass blocking work this week be, since you basically had none to do this year?
We'll be okay. We do remember how to pass block, for sure.
Yeah. The other question is, how many times have you gotten the Super Bowl experience lecture about, you know, how to handle tickets, you know, how to, you know, separate the idea of playing in the Super Bowl from most normal games? I mean, how many times have you had that lecture? And do you know it by heart already?
Yeah, we kind of have a good feeling of what that's supposed to be about. We've gotten it quite a bit, and our team has done an unbelievable job of making sure that we can have that executed and taken care of. Our organization is extremely generous with what they've been doing for us and the time that they're giving to us for preparation and help that they're giving us for our families. But it's a cool once-in-a-lifetime experience for everybody that's associated with the players and coaches of this team, but it's the biggest moment of our careers for us. So it is a matter of managing those distractions, because it's really hard for people to understand what this means to the people that are competing in it. And, you know, they just want to soak up the fun, but you got to make sure that that's managed, and that could be something that decides who wins the Super Bowl.
As Ray sort of mentioned, Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't had a ton to do over the last couple weeks, and that has led to a lot of people in the media and even some other players from other teams questioning whether he'll be able to, you know, is there any reason to have faith in him, is something I've heard repeatedly over the last couple days. Assuming that you have great faith in your quarterback, why do you believe in Jimmy Garoppolo?
I mean, he's the best guy ever, and he's an unbelievable way to he prepares unbelievably. He's cool, calm, and collected in those big moments. And two, and most importantly, of his track record, like four or five different times this year, he's come through in the clutchest of ways. And I don't know what games people have been watching. I mean, obviously the last two are the most nationally recognized games because of the playoffs, but I mean, if you go back over to our 16-game regular season, Jimmy Garoppolo shows up all over that tape, and he's won us huge playoff-like games in New Orleans and Seattle, beaten Arizona with his arm twice because of the way the game worked out the game fell on his shoulders completely in those two games, and in other ways and multiple other times throughout the year as well. So. We have the utmost confidence in Jimmy. I don't know why everybody keeps, you know, bashing him or not believing in him, because he's done it time and time again. But that doesn't matter. You know, we're gonna take what we have and what we know we have, and a great quarterback and Jimmy down there to Miami, and hopefully get our jobs done.
Mike McGlinchey on 95.7 The Game. Did you get a Jimmy Garoppolo Dreamy Beefcake shirt that Kittle was wearing?
No, I don't know where those. I didn't know those were in circulation. I'll need to find a couple of those because they're pretty sweet.
I mean, don't you think if Jimmy were a little uglier, the media would be easier on him? I think we got a lot of jealous people.
Yeah, I mean he's not one to show that off himself, so we'll do it. I guess George is trying to do it for him.
Yeah, how is it that neither Garoppolo nor Kittle thought to take care of their teammates on this? That seems like a lack of leadership to me.
I'm sorry?
How come you didn't get a T-shirt? How come there weren't T-shirts at every chair? I mean, that seems like poor planning.
Well, I think, one, it started as an inside joke with the two of them, and they were just playing. Because I think George had said that Jimmy came out in some other shirt of with George on it. So I think it was just a little bit more of a payback situation. I will have a word with George about how disappointed we all are to not have that kind of shirt sitting in our locker.
I mean, they've had time to adjust. It's not hard to make a shirt.
It is inconvenient. So I guess maybe George maybe he's a little selfish on that regard. I don't know.
Maybe that's one of those Super Bowl distractions you guys were warned against.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know about that, but it's something close.
Mike McGlinchey here on 95.7 The Game. You're going to have your hands full. Frank Clark, Chris Jones, Terrell Suggs is now a Kansas City Chief. What are you looking at on tape? What do you see from these guys?
I mean, they're a good football team. They have a lot of talented players all over the board, and that's why they're in the Super Bowl. But we feel as though we have a lot of good players, too, especially up front. We trust our ability just as and I hope they respect our ability as much as anybody else out there. And it's going to be a fun matchup, and it's a lot of opportunities. I've played against Frank twice now because he was in Seattle twice last year, and the steps that I've taken from rookie I'm excited to take it on again. But Frank's a great player. He's been proven that he's been great all his whole career and has provided a huge leap and jump for that organization over there. And we're going to have our hands full, but they're guys that play hard. They're talented rushers. They're talented in the run game. But we are too, so it should be a fun little matchup.
Now, I'm sure you don't look at football the way we media members look at football, trying to find interesting talking points, but is there a magic number that if you run the ball this many times in the Super Bowl, you're guaranteeing a win? Like, is there a magic number in your mind of rushing attempts that guarantee a Super Bowl win?
I don't think that that's predictable at all, because I wouldn't have predicted only 8 passes in an NFC Championship game winning the game. So I'm gonna hold off on my analysis there, because our offense has done it in so many different ways this year. Who knows? We've won games by turning the ball over 5 times. We've won games by throwing the ball 8 times, and we've won the game by throwing it like 50 times. So there's plenty of ways to win football games, and we'll take the opportunities that are there for us. We've had success running the ball, and we'd like to continue to do that.
Just talking about being surprised at play selection a little bit, have there been any times in these 2 years where Kyle Shanahan has called something that somehow seemed bizarre, where the call came in and you were kind of like, that's interesting, and then it sort of worked perfectly?
I don't think I ever questioned it being bizarre, because Kyle always has something that I don't know about up his sleeve, and he kind of has that ability that his playing for him and the way that he understands the way football works, and understanding, and by sitting and knowing him for 2 years, he can pull anything out of any situation. And it's never a bizarre feeling, more of just like, wow, this is a gutsy call, or this is going to be huge if this hits, this is going to be, you know, stuff like that.
While we're running it for a 12th straight time, that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, you know, you don't really think about it during the drives where you score for 8, you know, 8 straight run plays, because you're trying to catch your breath in between each play. But I think that it's a huge opportunity for us to have a play caller like Kyle, because of the, you know, this, it, if he can keep us guessing, he can certainly keep defenses guessing, and that's what's pretty cool.
In what ways, if you've gotten this granular yet, is Kansas City's defense different from Green Bay's or Minnesota's?
Well, every defense is different. I haven't gotten into them enough yet to truly speak on what they do. But you know, everybody's different. They have a different scheme. They have different techniques of how they play things. It's just going to be the same kind of preparation each week of going, studying their techniques, studying their tips, and studying what you know, how you fit within the game plan. And I think if we can stick to that, we should have success, and it's going to be a lot of fun for us. But it's always a different matchup, and no week ever has a bearing on the week before.
49er tackle Mike McGlinchey, by definition, the Super Bowl is the biggest game you'll ever play in. Not including the games that got you to the Super Bowl in this postseason. What's the biggest game you ever played in?
Not including
the NFC title game, which is obviously the step you got to take for the biggest game. But what's the biggest game you ever played? Was that a high school game, a game at Notre Dame?
I think New Orleans felt, and New Orleans and Seattle this year in the regular season felt like those two are the biggest games of my career, because of the moment and even LA too, in the second LA. Those three games stand out as some of the turning points and biggest moments of your career because it relates to a season like the one that we've had. And you know, no Super Bowl runs and no great teams have ever fallen short of having moments like that throughout a regular season. And I think those were definitely two of them.
Does Dre Greenlaw get a better parking spot just based on that tackle at that practice facility?
If it was up to me, he might. That's for sure.
Mike, thank you so much, man. Good luck to you and your teammates as you get ready off to Miami. Thank you so much, and good luck to you. Bring home the Lombardi Trophy.
Will do, guys. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.